Escalating conflict in Afghanistan became the catalyst for the rise of new non-state groups. They will be the country's only hope for opposing one of the world's great superpowers. At the end of the 1970s, the Communist People's Democratic Party of Afghanistan took control of the country, ousting the secular government of Daoud Khan.
When the PDPA came into power, they started implementing reform programs that reflected a communist agenda. And these were highly unpopular programs, not so much in terms of the substance, but the way in which the communist PDPA was going about implementing them.
A rebel movement, the Mujahideen, formed from local militias, began to strike against the central government. On the 24th of December 1979, the Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan, fearing its communist ally would be defeated by the Mujahideen.
It was important for the Soviet Union to see that the experiment of social and political engineering that was happening in Afghanistan would be a success. And as Afghanistan itself started to destabilize following the PDPA coup, it became a threat to the Soviet Union's southern borders. That impelled the Soviet Union to invade Afghanistan.
Over the next decade, the Soviet Union was to pour billions of dollars into the war, a burden that Mikhail Gorbachev considered when he came to power in 1985.
And Afghan rebels have proved themselves as much trouble to the Russians as they were to the British 100 years ago.
But the question is, why didn't the Soviets withdraw in 1986 and waited until 1989? For two reasons. One was to provide a safe-facing exit for the Soviet withdrawal, and secondly, not to show that they're weak. Based on these reasons, the Soviet Union waited until 1989 to withdraw.
Soviet troops began to withdraw on the 15th of May 1988, with the last pulling out on the 15th of February 1989. The toll of the war had been high. In over a decade, more than 15,000 Soviet troops had been killed, and more than 1 million Afghans had died, with millions more made refugees.
600,000 Afghan refugees who have poured across the Khyber Mountains now form the largest concentration of refugees in the world.
Without Russian backing, Kabul fell to the rebels in 1992. Those who now took power, since they opposed the Soviet proxy, had American backing.
We support the Afghan efforts to fashion a stable, broadly based government responsive to the needs of the Afghan people.
The collapse of the Afghan government in 1992 created a security and political vacuum which allowed fundamentalist groups such as the Afghan Taliban, Al-Qaeda, ETIM, amongst others, to establish themselves within Afghanistan and then to export their radicalist agenda overseas.
The fight for traditional values became a fight against communism. Now, after 10 bloody years, the Soviets are gone. The question is, what comes next?
People often forget that from 1929 until 1978, Afghanistan was one of the most peaceful countries in the world. So the legacy of the Soviet intervention in 1979 is very much responsible for the disruption that Afghanistan faced, from which Afghanistan has not been able to recover.